Massmocha director Joe Thompson says he will step down from the North Adams, Massachusetts Art Museum after over 30 years on October 29th. Thompson is the sprawling museum's founding director. It was first conceived in the late 80s and opened in 1999. Thompson will stay on as special counsel to the museum's board of trustees for another year, and Tracy Moore will serve as interim director. His departure follows a tumultuous year that saw sweeping layoffs at the museum due to COVID-19 closures in March. The museum reopened in July. Thompson's exit also comes as he faces a charge of motor vehicle homicide related to a 2018 incident where a motorcyclist died after a collision in North Adams. Thompson has pleaded not guilty. Thompson, 62, spoke to WAMC about his time leading the museum, as well as why he's chosen this moment to depart.
A lot of people believe that there's a sweet spot for leaders of cultural institutions or creative organizations or educational institutions, that it's, whatever, 7 or 9 or 12 years. I'm not in that camp, obviously, but somewhere between 10 years and 33, there is a right number, and I'm on the long end of it for sure. We've achieved a lot, and it just feels like it's the right time for several really concrete reasons. We've got a really strong staff in place, and our program is well-ordered and structured for the coming 2 years. We've got a million contingency plans in place with COVID planning at the very surface, and I feel really good about that. My colleagues are ready. Strong board. We've somehow dodged and weaved and made it through the trials and tribulations of the last 4 or 5 months with our little precious starter endowment intact. We've reopened the museum and people are coming in good numbers and feeling good about it. We have some challenges coming, no doubt. The next 4, 5, 6, 7 months will be tough, and particularly challenging in our performing arts operation, but I'll be around for most of that. I'm not going anywhere fast. I'll be here through the fall with my director's hat on, and then taking a couple of half step backs and working for my board and for the senior staff here, doing anything they want me to do, but focusing no doubt on raising money and helping to make sure the institution has the capacity and resources it needs to get through not only the next 6 or 8 months of challenges, but are very well positioned so that the next person has everything that she will need to pick up the reins.
What should be at the top of the docket for the next person to steer Massmocha forward?
One of the charming things about Massmocha is that it always bites off a little more than it can chew, and its aspirations often outrun the resources that are in hand today, which means you're always having to go out and gather new sources of funding and find new friends. So I'm sure that will remain front and center. We have a loose-limbed, freewheeling strategic plan and master plan in place, and I think they're at the proper level of detail and vagary. They lay out some big goals for the institution having to do with improving enlarging and increasing the duration of visits at Massmocha, tying better links and tauter connections to the community, and essentially adding, just making the place more solid to do what we do better. And there's a bunch of concrete goals under each of those three categories: solidification, connection, and duration, that I think have a good roadmap, but there's lots of play and plenty of room for the next person to innovate. Two of our most important buildings, for example, remain to be imagined and programmed and developed. One of them is right at the front door of the museum, the one with the big Massmocha sign. Maybe that's the next front door. Who knows? And then we have a really large and beautiful building, some 55 or 60,000 square feet, which is big. This is right in the middle of the complex, hard on the south branch of the Hoosick River, that could be many, many, many different things. And I think the next leader will have a lot of fun thinking about those, and indeed thinking about the whole campus. We've barely touched the exteriors of this beautiful factory campus, so courtyards and parking lots and fields, and there's a lot of really interesting programming work that can be done. And you know, by definition, contemporary art changes every day. So that's an endlessly self-renewing project in itself, and that's at the core of our mission. So the next person will have a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Over the last three decades, what were some of the biggest challenges in taking MassMoCA from a concept in the late 80s to a fully functional open museum by the year 2000?
Well, originally it was just getting money and land and buildings. This place started as an idea, but it had no land, no buildings, and no money. The first 12 years or 13 years were spent trying to get the idea and the money and the property to align and be in the same place at the same time. During that time, the idea changed, and drastically so. This was originally conceived as a depot for essentially fixed in place permanent installations of minimal art from the 60s and 70s, and we jettisoned that idea and in its place adopted a model that was much more an open platform for changing exhibitions on one hand. Performing arts occupy 50% of our time and money and human resources and emotional bandwidth, and we have a significant commercial real estate operation now, which has about 35 tenants and 130,000 square feet of space. So changing exhibitions, performing arts, and commercial real estate, none of those were really part of the first idea, but they became the core of our entire business plan by the time we opened in 1999. Then we opened, and it got really hard. We had to figure out how to balance the books, and you know, we essentially faced a million or so structural deficit on a $5 or $6 million a year the first 5 or 6 years. We overcame that by growing attendance and growing our commercial real estate, and we started a little starter endowment, which have helped tremendously. And then there were just fun things to do, you know, the Saul LeWitt Project and Anselm Kiefer, growing our festival business, teaming up with really great people, Jacob's Pillow and the Clark Art Institute and Wilco and a whole bevy of really fantastic artists like Terrell and Laurie Anderson and Jenny Holzer. Each of those were challenges in their own way, but also sheer joy.
When you look back over your time working with MassMoCA, are there any particular moments that really sort of feel like this epitomizes my time as a part of this organization?
Well, we're really proud of several things. I mean, there are not very many institutions that I think do as seamless a job as MassMoCA in weaving together the performing arts and visual arts in a way that is encompassing and immersive. And, you know, when our visitors come to MassMoCA, they're liable to find music in the galleries or, you know, art in the theaters. And I that feels to me very right for the world we live in now. So I'm proud of that. That feels like a fundamentally different model in its allocation of resources and vibe that we project as people come in. I'm really proud of the extent to which MassMoCA has helped kind of lift the socioeconomic tide and change the outlook for North Adams. That's taken much longer than we thought. I thought that was going to be a 5 or 10 year project. It really just began to gin and to hum over the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. If we were having this interview in 2012 or 2014, I would have been much less, I don't know, optimistic about where and proud of where North Adams is. But you can really feel the difference now. Young people are moving in. There's entrepreneurs. There's, you know, 250 hotel rooms where there were 16. And if you live in this neck of the woods and you go out to eat, you're just as liable to end up in North Adams as Williamstown or Bennington. So that feels really good. And finally, this is one of the finest staffs of any institution like this that I know. I feel really fortunate to work with what it seems like just one of the greatest groups of people ever. I'm proud to be part of that staff.